Blog Talk Radio.
Our fall issue of Afrolock magazine. I am Kerry Hines, the publisher. I'm so excited. I really am, because this is, it's a reflection really of you, of our incredible fans from literally around the world. Folks often ask me, well, Kerry, where do you get the ideas that you get for stories or for articles that you include in the magazine and that you include in Afrolock? And for us, and we call Afrolock AM, just so that you're aware. Afrolock, let me just for everybody who's never heard of it, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. It's one word. Technically, for us, yes, of course, it means Afro like Afro hairstyle and lock like a lock of hair. But for us, it really indicates, has a secondary meaning. Afrolock for us really means that we have a lock on Afro culture. And that's what Afrolock means, and that's why it's spelled that way, with A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K as one word. And so for us, this really is indicative of our commitment to our community. That's what this is all about. And I wanted the brand to be more representative of the hair and beauty industry in this way. That, like most of the other lifestyle magazines, they're more so, 20% hair, so to speak, and 80% everything else. For us, we wanted to be 80% hair and 20% everything else. And so I think we've been able to accomplish that great feat at Afrolock Magazine. And doing that by surrounding ourselves with the best that we can find, headed up by me and our incredible folks, our incredible writers that we have, who, they help us to come up with ideas, but also we have an incredible creative base where we pull from. We are always looking and thinking and talking, and because we produce, we're already living in this space with the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we already are plugged in. We don't need a whole lot of other external sources, or have to look at just about, look at a whole bunch of other folks to find out what's going on in the hair and beauty industry. We already have our finger on the pulse. And I think we're able to accomplish a lot with that. So Afrolock Magazine has just been doing incredible things. Since we started, literally on the first issue, we were included in one of our media partners, Bob's Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association folks. Just to say thank you and shout Sam Inan out, that they included us as one of the iconic Black brands in terms of magazines, on a list that included Essence Magazine, Ebony, Upscale, these folks who have our legendary publications, to have our magazine just coming out the gate, but recognizing the incredible beauty and sophistication of Afrolock Magazine, which was apparent from the very, very start. So we've just been able to climb and grow, and we have to say thank you to all of you guys for helping us to accomplish those goals. And the best is yet to come. I'm just super excited. So just say again, thank you so much. And Afrolock.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair.
Your expectations, no.
I am not my hair.
I am not the skin.
I am the soul that lives within.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my breast cancer and chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my hair.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am if I wanna wear it braided all down my back. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. We'll say he's royalty. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Mr. DJ Prince Hakeem. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yes, well, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I want to kind of jump right on in. Let's just tell all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, you are really music royalty. Tell us why.
Okay. Appreciate that. Yeah, I guess because my dad and uncle are Robin and Ronald Bell of the band Kool & the Gang, and they co-founded the band, and they're legendary, and I'm a part of that lineage, so, you know, I guess that makes me royalty, right?
It makes you music royalty, and I just love how you just casually just drops that on in. Oh, yes, that's my dad, my uncle. I think awesome. First of all, we have to say Kool & the Gang has been a huge part of our history in this community and music and, you know, just doing – they really set the bar very high. They're one of the most popular crossover acts of all time, if you want to even call them crossover acts. I mean, crossover act. They were just out there doing many big things for years. And just even to say their name, their music plays in my head, literally, I kid you not. So it's just awesome. And then to know that you have that true lineage being the son of Robert Bell, right? Robert Cool Bell. And we're going to get to all of your amazing music and what you're doing these days. But let me ask you, because the fans want to know, how was it growing up with that that famous, in a famous family like that?
It's normal to me, and that's
right. You don't know anything else, right?
I don't know anything else. That's what, just like any other parent, that's what God intended. That's my destiny, you know. It's so it's just normal to me, but I understand what you mean, and I get that question a lot. So obviously, if you come from a successful family in any job or business or what your parents may be successful in, you're going to have the door will be open for you to go to the Grammy Awards or Soul Train Awards or backstage concerts, meeting all the celebrities, all your favorite artists and stuff, you know. So if your parents are doctor, you know, you might go to all the cool doctors events or lawyer events, and you get perks as a kid, you know, and that's
you know, as you get older, you realize that they say, wow, that's pretty cool, you know. I met Michael Jackson when I was like 15, you know. It's like,
really? What was that like then? What was that?
It was bananas. Now that I look back now, but then it was just like, oh, wow. You know, and now I'm like, what? Michael Jackson was in his suite with Quincy Jones, Sugar Ray Leonard. My dad was just hanging out after he finished tearing down Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Bananas. It's bananas.
Awesome. Well, I saw some pictures of you, DJ Prince Akeem. I saw some pictures of you with President Clinton. I saw some photos out there with you and all of these amazing celebrities. So yes, I take it there were some good perks, but you're doing some amazing things in your own right. So I kind of want to talk about that. Let's move on over to that. Now, okay, let's start with your music. I can figure out kind of like what might have led you into music, but let's have you tell it. How did you get into music through, you know, through what you're doing? We know why you were introduced, but let's let you tell it.
So, well, I think the first thing I kind of remember was being put into my mom's fashion show or talent show, I could say, breakdancing in her talent show. Or I see some pictures now from when I was like 8 or 5, and I'm playing the drums or singing with my brother and my parents, and we're all having a jam session, and I don't even remember that if I didn't see these pictures. So that's early as a kid, since your parents are entertainers and one's into fashion, you're just going to, you know, they love it so much, they're going to put your children in it too.
Yes.
You know? Or you're just going to adapt to it and absorb it up so much, and you're going to become a sponge. Or you're going to run away from it. I became a sponge. You know?
And good for us, you did. Okay. So your new song. You got it. Your new song. Now, tell us the name of this new song. I say it's Royalty, but tell us, is it R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I co-wrote that song with Walt Anderson. So I'm like a melody king, I call myself. Somebody's got to do it, right? I'm a melody king. So once I produce a track, I'll start humming melodies, you know, and some words too, but basically basic melodies and stuff, and I'll co-write with people, and we'll take those melodies along with theirs, and we'll come up with songs, you know. But it's very important for me to have these melodies, especially in my songs, for my records, you know, because they're part of me, and this is what I'm really hearing on these records, you know. So Royalty was a song I had in my songwriter notes for about 4 years now. I'm just getting around to a lot of concepts that I had for years now, you know. So I had the title and the vibe for years now. I just put it together, the track and the song with Walt Anderson, but I've had that idea for a while. Now, Royalty, Walt likes to break it down. The R is for respect. The O is for obey. The Y is for yield. The A is for accolade. L is for love. T is for trust, and the Y is for yearn for our women.
All right. Well, I have to say, first of all, the song is amazing.
That's the hidden message. Walt Anderson wanted me to let you guys know.
He wanted you to get that. Wow. Well, now, just remind everybody. Now, Walt himself isn't he a member of Kool & the Gang these days?
Wow, you do your homework. Wow.
We try.
you're the first person to mention that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's very cool. He is. He's the newest member, youngest member of the band. He tours with the band, yep. And they're working on some new music together. They recently had a song Sexy that I helped the guys out with, which led me into producing my own music because I got the music bug again, being in the studio working on Sexy with my uncle and Walt. And, so we have a lot of cool things coming, a lot of cool things. This is just the beginning.
Well, I have to say it's an amazing beginning. I mean, I really enjoyed the song. When I heard Royalty, I just was blown away. I kid you not. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just an amazing, it's a beautiful song, and as you said, a great melody and all that, and vocals to match, and I don't know what else to tell folks. I mean, it's an awesome song.
You know what? It just works, and we've been getting that love from everyone that hears it, man. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't.
And you don't have to hear it over and over. You know how some songs they have to grow on you, and then you kind of like them. Not this song. The moment that you hear it, I kid you not. You know, just
wow.
That's it. Yeah. So that's the biggest compliment. And I hear a lot of music being here on the radio show, but let me tell you, awesome, awesome job, awesome work, and it made me really look into see who you guys were. Because just awesome. Awesome. That's all I can say. So Royalty, R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. She's Royalty.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to sing it.
Go get you some royalty, right?
But yes. Amazing. So now tell everybody how they can find out more about you, your website, your social media handles, all of that good stuff. How do they find you, DJ Prince Akeem?
So my website is www.djprincehakeem.com. That's H-A-K-I-M. That's how you spell Hakeem. djprincehakeem.com. My Instagram is at djprincehakeem. My Twitter is at princehakeem. And Facebook as well, at djprincehakeem.
Okay, so we got it. DJ Prince Hakeem. All right, you're on the scene.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, what can we say that, what should we say, you know, what can we look out for in the future from you? What's next for you?
So I'm getting a lot of bookings as a DJ, a lot of parties coming up, private. People call me to do their wedding. Carnegie Hall Notables just called me again for their party coming up. I'll be on Good Day DC on September 21st DJing. And actually, Walt's going to join me. We're going to perform the song on the 21st. That's going to be history, you know. It's really cool. And just look for more music, more songs. I told myself, and it's in my notes, that I'm going to release 3 songs a year. This is my first one. So I have 2 more to go if I want to reach my goal. And the next year I'll do the same. That's enough. 3 songs a year.
That's not right.
Well,
for now. But I hope you kind of stay in touch with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're big fans of your family. We love the music. And we've been playing Celebrate, for years here, and we're so excited to have you. We're really big supporters, and just, you know, knowing that you're out there doing your thing, we're going to, you know, just add you right onto our list of wonderful things and a lot to celebrate. So,
I appreciate it. I'm just a phone call away. Thank you, guys, and whatever you need from me, you got it.
Oh, we will be following up, and hopefully we'll have some things to announce soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we want to thank DJ Prince Hakeem for being with us on the broadcast today. The single that's out, the new single, is R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, Royalty, and we want to
Yes.
All right, so thank you again for being with us. All right, folks. Thank you, and God bless you, too. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who've never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around here.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because it's the proximity that has power over them instead of them having power over their proximity. What I mean by that is, if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend, but you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
enough
I'm comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you, and so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business, or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
You didn't know Sally to begin with.
I can't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I can't get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. Hair Radio would like to extend a very special welcome to Mr. Gerald Austin. Gerald, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you very much. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And listen, I want to jump right on in. I want to tell the folks all about your wonderful current projects and some of the things, some of the highlights from an extraordinary career in music. So let's just go back a little bit. Let's tell the folks out there, Gerald. I mean, being a part of the legendary group, the Manhattans, tell the folks out there how you got your start. Like, I know you're from North Carolina. How did you get to start in music?
Well, I started singing when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And I'm from I have a musical background. My father sings, my mother sings, and my uncle Johnny Fields, the late Johnny Fields, was a founding member of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. And so growing up, we constantly were singing, and we sang in church. At an early age, all of us, we used to go to church. We had a church we used to go to called St. Andrew's. And all the kids in the neighborhood would go to the church, and it's my neighborhood. And the ones that, it would be like 12 or 13, 14, 15 of us singing in church sometimes together. And we just started there and progressed. And then we're growing up on Sundays before we would go to church. Some weekends I would stay with my father's mother on the weekends. Because my father's mother lived right down the street from my mother's grandmother, my mother. And so on the weekend, I would stay with my father's mother. And every Sunday morning, we'd have prayer, and we had to sing or say a Bible verse. And so she loved it, and we loved singing for her. And we grew up singing, and then my cousin Dwight, which is my Uncle Johnny's son, oldest son, Dwight Fields, we started singing together. We formed a group. And we became Gerald Austin and the New Imperials on Friday and Saturday. And on Sunday, we were the Gospel Jubilee. And we sang in church. We sang behind the Blind Boys. We sang behind Edna Gorman Cook. We did a lot of gospel shows. And then when I graduated from high school, I started going to Kitzel College. and we had a group, we were performing there. I was going to college, I'm sorry, and my professor asked me could they use my sound system because they had a group called the Manhattans that were performing there. So I said, sure, I went home, I got my system, set it up, and I was singing. And they came in and heard me sing. And I remember Richie, it was Richie Blue, the Hermie manager, Hermie, she was the manager, and Phillip Terrell. He was traveling with the group, Phillip Flood, actually. And I heard Richie say, this is a godsend, not knowing that the original lead singer, George Smith, was sick, but he was traveling with them. And Phillip was going, was singing with them in case notice to help Smitty out. They heard me sing, asked me to be on the show. I sang on the show, they took my name and address, and they flew me to Dallas, Texas that next weekend, and the rest was history. I came back to New York, and I rehearsed with them for like 2 weeks, and my first show was in Richmond, at the Box in Richmond, Virginia, and that was 44 years ago.
44 years ago.
Yep, and wow. Today the group, and this August was group actually celebrates 53 years.
Now, you guys went on to major success as the Manhattans. I mean, you had some wonderful super hit songs, and I think you guys won a Grammy for Shining Star, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, 1980 we won a Grammy for Shining Star.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that along with Kiss and Say Goodbye, There's No Me Without You, and so many other songs. What did you get? Just tell us what that whole experience, like, especially like winning the Grammy Award. We will never experience that, most of us are out here listening. So tell us for a moment just what all of that's like. I mean, being at the top of your game.
It was, first of all, we didn't expect to win. We just said that we were thankful to be nominated. We were up against Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jackson, the Commodores, Spinners up
here.
Wow. And we just were just glad to be in the mix with them. And we were sitting there, and when they said best duo group, the Manhattan, it was like we had to, I had to pinch myself, is this true? And we beat out all these famous artists, and we went up, and it was unbelievable. It was a joy, it was a blessing, and I'm thankful to this day because it just shows that we were in the mix, and what we had done was not had been doing was not in vain, and we are recognized by among our peers, and it was an unbelievable feeling. Words can't begin to express how we felt and the feeling we had inside winning that Grammy.
Well, in addition to that, I mean, being nominated in the same category with all of those legendary artists that you mentioned, I mean, you've also been on tours and worked with very closely with these folks, like Whitney Houston along with Gladys and so many other folks. I just want to find out, you know, what has it really meant to you? Was there things that you learned from them or maybe vice versa? Tell us what that, you know, what it was like, or what you might have gained from having such great, great, you know, artists to be out there, you know, along with you guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, besides the mentoring that I got from the Manhattan, from Blue, from Kenny, from Sonny, and Richie, those guys are wonderful. And Richie, unfortunately, Richie passed away. Sonny has been is ill. But Blue and Kenny are still with me, and I talk to them all the time. But in addition to those guys, the mentoring I received to touch my heart came from the Dells, Chuck Boxdell, Marvin Jr., Johnny Carter, Mickey, and Vernon. They were real from the first time I met them, and they were always real. Not that none of the other artists were real. They weren't real because they were. But the Dells were straight to me. You know, they told you, they mentioned me. They like, it's like, I would sit down and talk to them, and they would, like, express to me different things. And words can't begin to express the lesson I learned. You know, they wouldn't let you get a big hit, on top of which Blue didn't have it either. But the Dells, they kept you level. They can, you know, they told you when you sound good, and they told you when you sound bad. And, you know, and they told you what you need to work on. You know, the OJs, Eddie LaCroix, I love that. Eddie was one of the singing men I ever met. And
well, listen, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was just saying that working with him gave me, just watching him, I gained so much experience. And now we talk now, and then we share different things that we learn on the road from each other. But Eddie was, he was a great mentor as well. You know, and Gladys Knight, she was an artist that was so secure. She's so secure with where she is. I don't care how high you are when you go on stage. She don't have to worry about it. So it's never, you know, how some artists, if they know that you're hot, they want you to cut your show or don't do this song. Gladys worshiped that. She said, come on with it. Come on with it. It made her work hard. And the Pit, oh, good God, I'm like, it was just a joy. I learned so much from working with these artists. And I'm just skipping around. But one of the most, I think the best thing that ever happened to me was the day tour we worked with Marvin Gaye.
Tell us about.
He told me in Rochester Airport, I was taking him, I saw him there. We finished the show that night, and we were both flying home. And this lady wanted an autograph from me. She said, isn't that Marvin Gaye? I said, yeah. She said, can I get an autograph? I said, yes. So I walked up to him, and I said, Marvin, I'm Gerald. He said, oh, I know who you are. He said, you one of the saddest singers I've ever seen, one of the greatest singers I've ever seen. And I already knew that from guys working with Marvin, my guys working at the group, working with Marvin previously, told me that Marvin would never say nothing bad to you, but he, if you wasn't good, he wouldn't sit there and tell you you're great and knowing you weren't. He just wouldn't say nothing at all. And when Marvin Gaye told me what he thought of my singing, you know, that was it. Didn't nobody tell me nothing then.
I hear you.
But I had a lot of experience and a lot of people I worked with.
Well, listen, this is just, you know, you're like an encyclopedia walking, you know, just a great resource that, you know, can help us and tell us so much about music and especially classic R&B. So I wanted to just get your feedback and talk about some of the current projects and things that you have going on. First, just let me ask you, what do you think of today's R&B music? And the artists that are out there.
I think today's R&B music is slowly coming back around to real music. Because for so long, we aren't just scripture. And real scripture is not a thing. All our early days, we create a song. And a lot of that is what we would say. This is how Dale, the Manhattan, the Dramatics, Ray Goodman and Brown, all of us still exist today. You know, it's unfortunate some of us passed away, but the group is still there. Our music is still there. Music is bigger than the name. But the music is still there because we sang songs about life that people identify with. You know, we talked about making love, but we weren't graphic with it. We talked about making love, breaking up, coming back together. And it was, you know, and that's what's happening now. The artists are beginning to sing real songs. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
Good. Now, what kind of advice would you pass along to these artists of today? You know, you've been around for, you know, you've been out there for a while and having such a great impact on music as far as we're concerned. So what kind of advice might you pass along to some of these artists of today?
You know, I would tell artists today, keep God first, number one. And you have to be humble. You have to be humble because you, I don't care how big you are not doing your audience a favor when you go out there and sing. They're doing you a favor by coming to see you sing. They don't have to come and see you sing, but they're doing you a favor by coming to see you sing. So be humble, keep God first, and remember that, you know, they're the people that make you who you are. And you go out there and you sing your heart out for them. Give you best. And you know, be humble to it. It don't hurt to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to the radio station and do an interview. You know, you might be tired, but get up and go because those people are ones that make you who you are and who you will be. stay away from the drugs, learn about the business, and be focused on the business and make it work for you.
Wow. Well, listen, if you just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and with me on the line today is Mr. Gerald Austin. You guys know him as one of the lead singers of the group The Manhattans. And again, I want to welcome you to Hair Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Gerald.
Thank you, Kerry.
Now, the current project. What we want to tell everybody, first of all, your website. We must tell everybody how to get to your website, and then I want to ask you about some of the things that are going on right now.
Okay. My website is GeraldAustinMusic.com.
Great. GeraldAustinMusic.com.
Right. And you can go there, and you can get my new gospel CD. I have an EP with four songs on it titled Back to Basics. It's on CD Baby, or you can go to my website and get it through my website. Also have the Sam Cooke CD that I recorded back in 2008 as a tribute to the late, great Sam Cooke. And you can also...
I want to get into this a little bit, Gerald. The gospel EP that you have out now and the songs that you have, and you're putting together a full CD for everybody to enjoy. Where did this come from? What was the origin? I know that you mentioned earlier about your beginnings in church, but tell us how this gospel project came about, because it's your first gospel project, am I correct?
Yeah. First of all, the gospel project came because it's something... I've always sang gospel. I've always sang gospel. I never stopped. That's my foundation. And I sing in church today, even before I record this album. I sing with my choir at Mount Fisca here in New Jersey, Mount Fisca AME. I sing there. But it's something I wanted to do. It was always in me. And when I sing on stage, you can see it. Whenever I perform, the gospel in me comes out. And so I wanted to do this, and when I did the Sam Cooke tribute album, I did both sides. I did his gospel music and his secular music. Al Goodman helped me put it. The late Al Goodman and Ray Goodman and Brown helped me produce this. We put it together. So when we showed the album to the record company, they said, don't put both of them at the same time. Put the gospel album out later. And so I decided to do the gospel album, and so I just came back this year and added a couple more gospel songs to some of the songs that I recorded with Sam Cooke. And here I am. And this is what I really want to do. Gospel is where it is.
Well, I love the idea, and I believe some of the folks that we can expect to hear, like Regina Bell and Will Downey as well.
Yes, I did. I recorded a song with Will Downey, and I'm looking forward to that. Called Jesus is a Friend of Mine, and I've also recorded Irreplaceable with Regina Bell, and it's just unbelievable. God is so good. He's blessed me with these people in my life to be able to work with them, and they're wonderful artists to work with, and we're looking forward to a great, successful gospel album. I was trying to get it out by the end of August, of July, but it may be in the first or second week of August now.
Wonderful. And everybody, of course, as long as we visit your website, we can stay on top of when it's going to be released so that we can rush and get it.
Right.
And also, again,
you can get it from my website.
GeraldAustinMusic.com. Got it. Now, go ahead.
I also have a Facebook. You hit me up on Facebook. And I have I have a Twitter account at GeraldAustin14. And so my fans are following me. All right.
Terrific. Now, I want to ask you about the Sam Cooke CD. I want to talk about that. I understand if he was a mentor of yours, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more. Why do an album in tribute to Sam Cooke?
Well, because Sam Cooke was my total inspiration. When I started singing, and I heard records by the Soul Stirrers, and I heard Sam Cooke sing, he touched me because Sam sang songs that were for everybody. His diction, his songs all tell a wonderful story, and you can identify with it. And it's just the spirit that I got from him. That was the spirit. My father has the same spirit. Uncle Johnny has the same spirit. And so it was there for me, and it was just perfect. And Sam was just right there for me. And when I finished the album, Sam's brother LC did the liner notes. And when I talked to LC, he said, you know, and I didn't know I had done it. I wasn't thinking of it that way. I just wanted to do it. He said, you know what's so good about this album? He said, you're not trying to out-sing Sam. You're not trying to sing better than Sam. You're paying tribute to Sam in your own way, in your own voice. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wasn't there to sound like him or to sound better than him. I just wanted to pay tribute to him with what God has given me. So Sam has blessed me with such wonderful music and spirit.
Well, I think you've accomplished just that. I was listening to a song that you had recorded, A Change Gonna Come, and at the end of this song, there was like so many different, it was like you were calling out the different names of the artists who have passed on, and it was just an amazing song, and just well done. Can you tell us, you know, what that has meant to you, you know, in terms of being influenced by some of those artists that you mentioned in that song?
You know, it's a wonderful thing to be influenced, because what happened is that I listened. You know, I never thought that I was better than. So I listened to those artists. A lot of times they didn't have to say a word to me. I listened to them. And different times I listened to them in interviews. You know, and they truly inspired me. They truly inspired me. And Change Is Gonna Come is a song I won the Amateur Hour at the Apollo Theater in 1966. You know, and to give you an example about the artist, my wife is a dancer, and she was dancing in a in Reno at one of the hotels, the Harris Hotel, a show called Hotter and Hotter. And I went there, and Sammy Davis's wife, Alta B, was replacing the captain of the dancers. And so that was her first night. And that night, Sammy was there with his wife. And we were in the green room waiting when the girls came off stage, all the dancers came around. But we sat around Sammy Davis, and this man gave us some jewels that you could never, we wouldn't get in a million years. And he knew who I was when I got ready to introduce myself to him. And he started talking, and he said, what he spoke to me was about humility, being humble, and being gracious, and be careful what you say when you say it. He said, love everybody, regardless, you know, how you feel, love everybody. And he said, if you don't want to be bothered as an entertainer, you can stay at home. You know, so many times he's eaten dinners that were cold because he went out to a restaurant and people saw who he was. They wanted autographs. He said he stopped eating and he autographed. He talked to him. He shook hands. He said, but when he wanted to have his personal time, either he would go to a private restaurant, a private room, or he'd just stay at home and have dinner. But when he went out in public, you had to acknowledge that they were who you were there for once they start talking. And things like that I've learned from him. I've learned from Gladys. I've learned from Eddie. I've learned from Chuck Boxtel and Marvin Jr., Johnny Carter, Pop Charlie Atkins. You know, these are the people that gave me some jewels. And I'm honored to have been in their presence. And that's why I am existed 44 years today, and that's why the Manhattan have existed 53 years. So,
wow. We just want to remind anybody to make certain and to get a copy of your gospel music that's out there, and, of course, to go to your website, GeraldAustinMusic.com.
And I meant to say, tell you that the album is called Back to Basics. And the single on it is Back to Basics. It's a collaboration with Mel Holtz, saxophonist, and Stellar Award nominee, Mel Holtz. He produced it. He's great. And Travis Milner has been with me, the maestro from the very first album. And he's also performed and played with Manhattan. So Travis has been with me for years.
Yeah, you're working with the best out there.
Oh, yeah. So
this is fantastic. So what's next for you? What would you like to do? What's next for you?
Well, first of all, before I go into that, I'd just like to let you know that this year we're celebrating 53 years. We'll be at Sulla's Jazz Club August 8th and 9th. And we're celebrating there. We're inviting all our fans to come out from all over. Just come and celebrate that night with us. Two nights are there, the 8th and 9th of August. And we're celebrating our 53 years. Also, September the 13th, we'll be at the Birchmere in Arlington, Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia. We're going to celebrate it again. So please come on out. We're going back to sing all of our old songs. We're just going to have a wonderful time. So please come and celebrate, because we could have not made 53 years without you. So we're inviting you to come out and share this time with us.
Sounds great.
And what we're doing now, we're just touring. I'm finishing up my gospel album. I have my two sons singing on it. In fact, I was recording my baby son, my youngest son, night before last. He's done a great job. We're going back to finish it. And once we finish it, the complete album will be finished, and we're releasing it, and we're going to move forward. It will be on the website. It will be on iTunes. It will be on CD Baby. So we're going to make it happen.
Well, listen, my dear aunt would never let me let you go without doing a shout-out to Miss Jan Wofford in Jersey, and she's your biggest fan, Gerald. And
well, Jan, I want to just give her a shout-out, and I want to do this for her. There's no house without a home, and there's no man who wants to be alone. There's no child without a dream, and there's no song without a meaning. That's how I know there's no me without you. And that's the truth, Jane. God bless you.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm sure she will just love that. Okay. So that's for you guys out there. Listen, I want to just say, you know, we know that you will be singing, that you will be continuing on with your amazing career in the music world, and the joy that you're bringing to so many folks out there, and the happiness, and, you know, to all the fans around the world. We just want to say thank you. And I certainly want to thank you for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. Just an extraordinary career, and we're just going to stay focused and keep seeing.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. Stop, man.
Purple Barbie, it is Wednesday morning. It's August 16th, 2023. It is our show number 879, 879, as we broadcast live. I have to say, it's great to be with everybody. Happy, happy mid-show. Literally, it's about 7:02 East Coast time. And I want to bring to the line my co-star. She's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. You guys know her well. We call her the Queen of the Mornings here on the broadcast. And we've got a lot to talk about. And we're hoping that you have been enjoying today's show. So Michael Hopkins will be with us in about a half hour. And I got to talk to him about a few updates as well. And we'll be carrying throughout the remaining hours of the broadcast, the remaining hours, I should say. Okay, Nicole Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
Officially.
Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday.
All those things. Yes. Happy
yes.
back at you. We are thrilled. It's been a great show so far. Got
yes,
us a,
it has.
You know what? I've been enjoying some of the interviews today because they've been musically based mostly. Just wanted to do something a little bit differently. We went in the archives and dug up some of our
I love it.
Wonderful chats that we have. They just remind us, we've talked to just about everybody. And they're
exactly.
throwing around, you know, oh, we were up against Gladys Knight and all these folks,
yeah.
and Marvin Gaye
yes,
was
yes.
getting to the airport. And you're cool in the gang. Oh, yeah, that's my dad, my uncle, you know. And
so
we've just done some incredible work here on
yes.
the Hair Radio Morning Show.
It is amazing.
And it's nice
amazing,
to be
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to put together something for that covers a lot of the folks that we've chatted with. We really do. I
okay.
mean, we've had
okay.
just everybody. And we've got
yes,
to talk more
of.
About that.
There's a connection.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, we forget, you know. Sometimes I'm watching television. Oh, yeah, they were on our show. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Right.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, and it really is quite incredible. A lot of times the stars came on our show. They were kind of in between hits and things like that. Then,
right.
They blew up after they were on our show.
Right.
I think of Dionne Warwick often. She, of course, Dionne, you know, she's Whitney's cousin and known throughout the world. She's a big star known, right, of course, Grammy Award
right.
winner, multiple Grammy Award winner. And who can forget We Are the World? Mm.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Favorite line in the whole song is her song, her line that she sings. Working with Tina Turner and Michael Jackson and
yeah.
Lionel Richie. I'm just happy that we've had a chance to even chat. She knew who I was. Wow.
Right.
That says a lot all by itself. But I think for the most part, they blew up even bigger in years after we chatted with them. I didn't know she was going to, that Dionne was going to become queen of Twitter. I had no
right.
idea that she was
right.
going to be relevant again, so to speak. And
well,
we just love
is.
Her and all these folks. Yeah, she's definitely, she's
just
out there and doing
people.
Her thing. Yes, I turn on the TV. She's chatting with Jennifer Hudson and all these other folks. I look at some of our other guests. You know, in Melba's case, Melba Moore getting the star on Hollywood Walk of Fame after we chatted with her.
Yeah,
again, Melba's
so
been
exciting.
On our show a
yeah.
couple times.
I love
Yeah,
Melba
we've had
Moore.
Some great guests.
Love it.
You know, and
so many
I think what it is,
here.
Nicole Marie, is, well, lots of, we have something that we know that these stars have inside them that we really still believe is of interest
right.
to our fans. And
right.
that's what we kind of focus on and try to do that. Tisha McAllister out there in California, we're giving her a shout out this morning. I think she'll be joining us in
Good
a
morning,
bit
Tisha.
Later this morning as well. Yeah, she's out there and we're always supportive. She's on the
oh,
road
definitely.
To recovery. We'll have her tell us all about it and so much more.
Yes, well wishes.
She's doing her thing. Yes, exactly, well wishes. Now, hey, wanted to just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Yesterday was Tuesday. And let me just say, we're off on Mondays. Yesterday was Tuesday,
right.
and so I didn't get a chance to share any of my birthday weekend details with the fans
yeah.
of our show yet.
Scary.
So I just thought it would be really nice to kind of bring everybody up to speed a little
Please
bit
do.
On, yeah, on what we have been doing. So yeah, the weekend, Saturday, this past Saturday, which was August 12th, was my actual birthday. But we did a
oh,
show
yeah.
last week on Friday, which was our birthday on the air show. And
right.
it was our celebration. And it was just fantastic.
It was.
At the end of the show, yes, it was such a great show. And we just loved it. And thank you so much for the participation of Nicole
oh,
Marie
so
and Dakota. Yes,
have to celebrate
Dakota Fanning, one of those. Dakota Somerville, who, thank you, by the way. She is the, she is a writer on Afrolock magazine, and she came on to wish me happy birthday and to talk about the next issue of Afrolock that we'll get into in just a bit, and just real excited. Just an exciting day, and it kicked off a beautiful, sunny, warm, ultra-warm weekend. Philadelphia is a little bit warmer, I think, to me than up here in New York. But it was really beautiful. It was great to spend time with family, which
That's
I have
wonderful.
Not spent an actual birthday with my family in, probably, I was going to say, since I was a kid, that I can
oh,
remember.
My
it's been many, many years. Yeah. So this is
well, so, glad
so it was
you got to
it was great
time with them, Carrie. That's awesome, and you got away
absolutely
from New York.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know life is too short, and
it
so
is.
Family is.
It's all about
ultra,
family.
Ultra important. Yes, it keeps you grounded, literally. And I just had a really enjoyable time. So
great.
I come back to New York with a pile of work for the magazine, the radio show, and the TV network. And folks are wanting to know about the TV network, Salon TV Network.
Oh, yeah.
So
exciting.
I'm real happy. Yeah, we'll be kind of uncovering all of that with everybody and just kind of reminding you guys out there what it's all about. And
awesome.
We're going to be keeping it moving. Yes, I'm real excited about it. Now, wanted to also mention, Nicole Marie, that you've been doing something called Hope of the Day.
Yes,
and
I
know, yes, and we're gonna get you to share a little bit more about Hope of the Day. But first, I wanted to take a moment and see if we can get Keisha on with us live this morning. Keisha McAllister, are you there? You're on live with Nicole Marie and Perry Hines.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Keisha.
What?
Good morning, Nicole Marie. How
are
you?
Hello. I'm great. And yourself?
I'm making it. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Great. So happy to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, what a surprise. We thought we surprised everybody.
All the way out west. Yes, all the way out west.
Yes. Well, listen, Keisha. Now, I want to just remind everybody, of course, you're with Lavender Beauty. You're on all the way from out in Northern California. Now, you know, and you've been just a trooper. You join us. You always have something interesting to talk about with hair and beauty and all of that. Are you looking forward to fall hair care at this time coming up? Are you looking forward to any kind of tips that you can share about September hair and all of that?
Well, I think the main tip is to keep your hair moisturized and protected, because we're all going through this strange weather of dry,
mm-hmm.
and then you have this moisture bomb. So the main thing is just to remain consistent and keep your hair protected and moisturized. Make sure to comb it. Comb your hair.
Yeah, that's a good.
It sounds so simple, but that's key. You must comb it.
It sounds it sounds like funny, but there are a lot of people who really don't know how to do their hair, and they'll start to be afraid of it, and then it'll become a different situation. So yes. Moisturize, comb, and protect your hair.
We love it. And Keisha, what I'm going to do, we're going to park you for a little bit, and in the next hour, we're circling back, and we've got some hair talk to get into. So we're going to have you two just there. We just love having you want to drop in, because I know you don't often get a chance to chat with Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
So
right.
We want to
get you guys on.
Yes, it's so good to hear your voice. Okay,
so
I'll see you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so stand by. Keisha
McAllister
from California. Okay.
Yes.
And you know what, Keisha, we're going to also talk about Sally Graves in the new magazine as well, and she's the other Keisha out there, so we'll talk about all that stuff. You don't want to go anywhere.
Great.
We'll do that in the next hour.
Stay tuned.
Thanks so much. Great to hear your voice. Yes, Nicole Marie, was that not something? Do you not just appreciate
that? Was wonderful.
That contribution. Yes, I just love it. And we don't usually have a live guest on host chat too often.
Right, I love
I think
that.
We did.
What a surprise
this morning.
That's
probably the first time in a long time.
It is, Carrie.
Probably ever. I think
that's
we've
wonderful.
Done that.
I love it.
Yes. And the fact that she had to get up. Now, remember, for us, Keisha's out 3,000 miles away in California.
Right.
Mm. So for her to get up and do this show at this hour is incredible.
Certainly appreciate
so we're
that.
Grateful about that. Yeah, so awesome
wonderful.
Stuff. Now, we were just talking about and the hope of the day. And I wanted to kind of remind everybody a little bit. Yes, cannot forget hope, because I believe it's about inspiration. And every single day, starting our day, you know, I wanted to remember that the purpose of the Hair Radio Morning Show is to help folks wake up and get on their way.
Right.
And we want to do that with everything we've got. In a positive and effective way each day. And just reminding, we want to remind you who you are.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. And so we're here. We're here. We have a long legacy. Today's our 879th broadcast.
Wow.
Live broadcast. And just real quick, before we get into the hope, I just wanted to say that we've been digging up some of our archived content. So I've got lots and lots of content that some of it is well over about 10 years that we've got in recent, well, I call 10 years, within 10 years recent time. So we've got lots of material and things that we're going to be sharing again. So don't be alarmed if you hear something referring to a year of the past. That's us replaying some of our favorite parts or some of our favorite interviews that we've aired right here on the show.
Right.
So, yeah,
and I love going back to listening to interviews.
Oh, my. It was just fantastic and a joy. Gonna see how Michael feels about this, Michael Hopkins. I don't know if he knows who the Manhattans even are. Michael may remember the Manhattans.
You know Michael remembers. Oh, yes,
we're
gonna figure
out Hopkins is the host of the Best Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, and we're gonna chat with him in a bit. So now, Nicole Marie, what exactly is hope of day? Take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. And I will just tell you, hope is so, so very important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. We need to have hope every single day because it's the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what it is that we've gone through, what we're going through right now. It doesn't matter because there's always hope. That positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So I bring the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for this Wednesday is look for the growth. It may not seem so at first, but the darkest days often provide great opportunities. Among the negativity and the turmoil, there will be hidden moments. Look for them. They are chances for growth, for love, and forgiveness. And that's key right there. What do you think about the hope of the day, Carrie?
Wow. Well, I think Patrick nailed it. I think that's the exact sentiment, that I express every day. I look for those hidden moments, for those times that you don't necessarily think something, that you don't necessarily think, guys, that it's going to be a moment. And that's what, you know, I really love most. It's more than a chance for growth. It's a chance for development. It's a chance that kind of, so for me, that is huge. What I love about Patrick's book, High Hopes, to me, it's that it just kind of, you know, like I said a little bit earlier, it just kind of reminds you who you are or who you should be. And so I'm a big fan. It does. And what about yourself, Nicole Marie? What does those words mean to you?
Well, I think it's key because no matter what it is that we go through, it's always an opportunity for us to grow, to learn something. So that's key.
whether it's something that's positive or not so positive that's going on in our lives or that we've been through, there's still an opportunity to learn something, to do better, to grow, or to teach someone
else. To be better.
Yes, yeah, to just be better,
right.
To do better. When you know better, you're supposed to do better. And each and every day we have that opportunity,
exactly.
No matter how our past has been, things we've done, mistakes we've made, whatever the case may be, today is a new day to get it right. So there's always that positive hope, that expectation to make that change. So
that's right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And we just want to, you know, remind you guys out there, please pay attention to this. This is the kind of talk that's going to keep you on the right track and on your journey. So, we're real happy about that. Now, listen, there's always hope. I love that. Absolutely. Now, in these past days, like I said, celebrating the birthday over the weekend and just feeling a little wistful, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. It always is as you start to get a little older and you know, you're remembering celebrating.
Right.
Yes, it's a time of reflection and going back. And I remember the train was passing through where I grew up in North Philadelphia as a little kid.
Many memories
and
as you're traveling.
Yeah. And it was really quite interesting. And it was, like I said, it was just a lovely day. It really was to be on my journey down there and, you know, and just to be away for a moment. And I just had fun and took a lot of pictures. I think I sent some pictures of me on the train to Nicole and Michael and them out there. And, you know, just having a lot of fun. And when I came back, I'd been working diligently on today's broadcast and the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we also have been working on developing the Salon TV Network, which is playing right now. So I'm going to take a look and see what is airing on the Salon TV Network. Yeah, I could do that while I'm talking to you. So because we have the Salon TV Network. The Salon TV Network is on our wonderful TV right here. Oh, so I'm looking at some of the African movies that Aaron has and all of that. They play right here. Yeah, I love them. I love watching them. And so they're airing right now on our Salon TV Network, which is just awesome. Guys, and we want to remind you, if you're not sure what it is, let us just tell you a little bit more. The Salon TV Network plays around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we are also scheduling broadcasts. Folks have been asking about, some just want to advertise their products. Others want to appear on the network with shows.
Right. What an awesome opportunity.
Yes, it really is. And I'm happy that we're able to do this. It's something that's very different. Not everybody has a network. And here we are. And so
here
I put some on Facebook. You know how they do the Facebook, the broadcasting live. We might do some of that so that folks can see we really do have a Salon TV Network that plays on the air. And if you guys out there, so here's the deal with it. The Salon TV Network is streamed on your TV in your shop or in your home. You can have it anywhere you want. And play it. When the Salon TV Network plays the content, that airs to our fans. So it's a form of promotion. Don't think of it exactly like any other streaming type service. It's not. We're a promotions company at Hair Radio and Apple Lock Magazine and the Salon TV Network and Carapi. And so with that in mind, that's what we do. So by signing up to have this wonderful Salon TV Network at your location,
demonstrate that you will be a part of our promotions and advertising family. And so we have special rates for that. And if you're interested and would like to possibly have a show or take some meetings on that, we can talk about all of that as well. So
that's wonderful.
Lots of things.
Definitely don't want
to
miss that.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to miss it.
No, no, no.
Awesome.
So we are super excited. Nicole Marie, coming up in the next hour, we've got quite a bit to uncover. We've got a little bit of the news, wanted to just chat a little bit about unofficially, nothing heavy. Well, it is heavy for the Trumpster. I'm going to talk a little bit about all of that. Yeah. But then, you know, there is some, and I want to get your opinion real quick. There is the news story that's floating around about the fella. It was a movie out there about, I think it was called The Blind Side.
Yes, The Blind Side.
Oh, I don't know if you heard about the controversy.
I have. And let me tell you, that touches home right here because the connections are Memphis and right here in Oxford, right here that where I'm close to, where I work. That's where,
wow.
You know, family went to college, and so those connections are right here where I am.
That right?
And let me tell you about probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I actually met Michael Orr here in town in Oxford. I met him.
You're
very
kidding.
Very nice gentleman. No, very nice gentleman.
Really?
Let me tell you, he and some other football players, NFL players, were having an event, a back-to-school event for children here in our area. And my husband does the inflatable bouncers and water slides, and they rented some items from us for their event. And so when Luther went to go set up and everything, we met them. We met them at the event for the children.
Oh, did you guys pull them to the side and say, did they rip you off?
we didn't know this, so we just introduced ourselves and to all of them, and you know,
yeah, no,
just,
I'm just
we're a part of the celebration for the
yes, but Nicole Marie, the world just kind of found this out. I never knew anything about this, but that you know, I was totally surprised and blown off my chair
right.
when I saw the news flash
right,
come up.
Right, right, right.
So they've got lawyers. Everybody's lawyered up. And
yeah,
I
they
don't
are.
Know what's going on.
I'm serious.
But
yes.
Yeah, this is. But I wonder, you know, to me, I don't see how the parents, it's just my opinion, but I don't see how the parents could be right, the so-called parents.
Right.
I just don't see it. I don't see how anytime they, you know, had apparently had the poor kid being alleged that they forced him to sign, you know, he probably thought he was signing,
right.
you know, any old thing. And,
exactly.
And they made, according to him, all these millions of dollars. Yes, it's quite likely he didn't know. So that's my take on it. Let's get Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show. Michael comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Just wanted to get Michael's opinion about this story to see if he's been following it as well. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk radio show down in beautiful
Good
Spotsylvania,
Good morning,
Michael.
VA.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well,
very
Michael,
much,
you've been listening to the broadcast today. Wow. Well, this is really great. There's a little bit of an echo, guys. I'm not sure where that's coming from. What did you think, Michael, about this whole blind side? Again, I was joking. Oh, boy, they picked the right name for that movie. because it certainly
sure
describes
did.
this whole issue. What do you want to say about it, Hopkins?
Well, what I want to say is this, that it actually is the blind side, because that's what happened to him. He actually got blindsided with this. He
right.
really did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a wow. You know, you see the movie, he has a story, like a Cinderella type story, and the next thing you know, here we go again with controversy. And somebody was supposed
yeah.
to do something that they didn't do, as usual. This is the same story. It's just a different theme, but it's always the same story coming out of our culture.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, we're not going to take the blame for this one. The folks that are at fault
yeah.
are not from our community.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, they're not.
So
you're right, Carrie. They're not. They're
but,
not from our community, but they always affect our community.
Well, right, and the thing is, because we're always looking for the good in everything, and I think that's the key
right.
with that, right, Nicole Maru? I think we're
that's
always
so
looking
true.
For the good in all the folks. And so we, especially as a youngster, you can't expect a child or a young person to know so much about the world and what they're,
exactly.
you know, we're looking at folks to love us and care for us. The last thing we're expecting is to be taken advantage of.
Exactly.
So I'm sad for him. I really
it's
am because that
situation.
Is going to, you know,
yeah,
yeah, that's a sad situation. So we're,
and
you
I
know,
I'm sure we'll find out more information about what,
exactly.
what happened.
So we'll, exactly. Well,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
just going to keep the young man in our prayers. And, you know, and see what we're going to follow this. We're going to continue to follow for all of you out there. So speaking of this, we'll talk a little bit more in the next hour. Keisha will be back as well. We've got a lot more to get into on today's broadcast. So we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, Michael, when we come back, I want to hear about season 3 to come on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So we've got a lot more to get into. We're playing classic songs, in case you haven't figured that out today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, we have, Gary. Yes, we have.
Oh, well, listen, I've got a few of my favorites, you know, as I still continue to celebrate my birthday right
oh, yeah.
here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. Very
yeah.
much so, Nicole Marie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really kind of been very nice. So I'm kind of excited about it. Okay, so folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into. More classic music and so much more. Stay with us.
Something's gotten me going in. everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healngo.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, August 16th of 2023. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We're having a great time today. It's about 8 Eastern time, and going on 7 if you're out in Central Time Zone. Just want to touch base a little bit. Michael, I've been enjoying the broadcast today. Just a lot of fun on the radio.
So have I, Karen.
Broadcast number 879. Yeah, well, what have you liked about it so much, Michael Hopkins, host of
Wow, just one of the things that I love. Well, it was a couple of things, actually, Karen. I loved hearing from that young man that's actually Robert Coolbell's son. And right. And that was the... You know, that was my teenage years, listening to Cool and the Gang.
Wow.
As you know, you and I both are from Philly. And that Philly was their, like, late 60s, 70s, Philly was their stomping ground. They would do concerts in Philly all the time, Cool and the Gang.
Yeah, I think that was, like, their heyday was probably a little later in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, and then into the 80s. Of course, they had huge hits. And I still play one song every single birthday. I think we played it the other day.
Which
is
Celebrate.
Right. It doesn't get much better. Celebrate.
It doesn't.
They created a timeless song.
Yes, they did. And just listening, every time I listen to Cool of the Gang, and I listen to the different phases of music that they went through, just from the time I remember just growing up with them till the 80s, when they had the singer, what was it, JT, And they went through that
right.
phase of cooling the game.
Right,
and
right.
it was it, and I remember, Kerry, I was in the Army back then, and just listening to them, what was it? She's Fresh.
Well, I'm glad to
celebrate.
You enjoyed this little music.
Oh, yeah.
Down
yeah. The and then, you know, Kerry, then you had the gentleman from the Manhattans. And
yes.
that,
I,
we
I
are talking.
With a double whammy today.
Yes, you
started.
Did, Kerry. We are talking. It reminded me so much of me and my wife and our dating before we got married. We used to listen to the Manhattans and all that 70s soul music. It just brings back so
well,
many good
Michael.
Memories.
That was the idea. The idea was to dig into our archive files, guests that have been on that we might have forgotten a little bit about. Important guests. We've covered everyone from music to politics to television to movies.
Very much
to music, of course. And so some of them, you know, we've interviewed thousands of people, literally. That's not just the saying. We've been on almost 1,000 shows.
Very much so.
On the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's been a big, big task. And so we've been kind of excited about all of this. And I'm just real happy where we are. And I'm very proud. And speaking of which, we've been talking a lot about what's happening. Keisha McAllister from California is going to join us in just a couple minutes. Just wanted to remind you guys out there. I want to talk to her a little bit about what's happening in fall hair care, you know, which goes in tandem with what's happening. Our Afrolock magazine comes out on September 1st. So we're going to ask her what her thoughts are about Afrolock magazine and any tips that she can share for the fall. So we're going to try to get her on live again in just a couple minutes. So you guys don't want to go anywhere. She's staying awake all the way from California, guys, just for you. So, but Michael,
wow.
Now you, have, yeah, she's doing it up for us. Now you have been the host, or you are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Just wanted to apologize to the fans from yesterday. We didn't have a chance to go on our platform, folks, at Block Talk. They had to do some stuff with the website and all of that, and it was really without us knowing prior to yesterday. So we could not air Vet Talk Radio, but I just want to say we'll be back on Tuesday's show with a new and exciting special one-hour broadcast. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
and,
so am I.
Yeah. So now, Michael, we've been chatting about that. So season 3, which takes on a whole new thing here. You know, it's a lot to be on, to have a radio program that's on for 3 seasons. What can you tell us about the Vet Talk? What has it really meant to you to be doing this show for so long now? You're a pro. You're a broadcasting pro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Kerry. Well, you know, Kerry, it just starting from the humble beginnings that we started from with the Angels and you producing us, and now it's the 3rd season, and I still get so many compliments from a lot of veterans out there, and just educating veterans on the claims and compensation process. It never gets old to me, Kerry Hines. It never gets old because I always run into veterans. They always have questions about the claims and compensation process. I always direct them to listening to our shows, to go back and listen to some of the previous shows. And I always get the same reactions, Kerry Hines. They're always so grateful that they have somebody out there that's basically one of their own, another disabled veteran, that's an advocate for them. I have so many people that say, I never knew that. You've taught me so much about this claims and compensation process. Nobody's really told me this or told me that. Or they'll say, you mean to tell me that's how simple this is and that's all I had to do to get a new rating, or that's what I'm missing? I didn't know that. I'm working with somebody, but somehow maybe they didn't tell me this, or if they did, I didn't understand. We have so many advocates out here for veterans, so many organizations. But unfortunately, Kerry Hines, there are more veterans out here needing the services of people like myself who are accredited claims agents through the VA than there are people, man. There are so many veterans out here.
I agree, and I just hope that you are able to share this, and we're going to continue this conversation into the next hour. So I wanted to get Ms. Keisha on, and I want to then go, and we're going to do a deep dive. You know what they call a deep dive now, Michael Hobby. We're going to do a deep dive into Vet Talk and all of that, and what you can also expect to hear on next Tuesday show. So that's something that we haven't chatted about. And it has something to do with the number six. That's all I'm going to say right now. We'll talk about it.
Uh-oh.
So lots of good stuff to come. I'm loving today's show. Again, I'm Kerry Hines with Michael Hopkins. Keisha McAllister, wake up out there in California. We're going to take a music break. When we come back, it's more with Keisha McAllister and some hair care. So we want to talk a little bit about that. Okay, kind of dig on in to all of that. We're going way, way, way back.
Uh-oh.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I think it
sounds
like
the time machine.
Well, I think we have to, Michael. I think that, you know, we've got so much stuff to share. We've got a lot in our archives. We want to make sure that, you know, the folks are kind of enjoying these things and kind of going in, so to speak, on all of this. And I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. I think so, don't you? Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah, all day long. Whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're going to have you guys just to kind of stay in place, and we'll be right back. And when we come back again, we've got somebody that you know, Ms. Keisha McAllister from California, to join us live. Again, she's with us live up early from out 3,000 miles away just for you. So, okay, stay with us. Again, classic music, classic show today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think you know who these folks are. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
We're back live. It's Wednesday morning, August 16th of 2023. I'm Kara Hines. It's my great honor and pleasure to have you guys with us, I really got to say. And my special co-star, Michael Hopkins. Michael, we've been kind of having some fun this morning. Again, it's our number 879. Ooh. Let us bring to the line now. We chatted a little bit with this young lady. She comes to us all the way from a place called Fairfield, California. Her name is Keisha McAllister, and she's been with us many times. Keisha, are you there this morning from the West Coast?
Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're on with Michael Hopkins.
Good morning.
You're on with Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie. Glad to be here.
So we want to talk now. Yes, you've been doing a whole bunch in recent weeks, and we just want to let you know you're always in our thoughts, and we're happy to have you kind of be our special guest today live on the show. How nice.
Well, I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you are up early. Listen, guys out there. Keisha comes to us from Fairfield, California area. That's like up near Oakland and all of that. And you're 3,000 miles from us, right? Even though you sound like you're sitting right next to Michael and myself.
Right. Yes. It's still dark here. Yes.
Yes. And you've been listening to the show, and we just appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Now, listen, Michael, like we were announcing this all morning that we were going to have you on to chat a little bit before we get into our political talk and all that stuff coming up in just a little bit this morning. We wanted to chat a little bit with Keisha McAllister, the proprietor of Lavender Beauty and so much on hair care. We wanted to talk a little bit about AfroLock Magazine, which is our official publication. Yes. And something that we have not told Keisha about, but we've got a new Salon TV network. So we are so excited. 24 hours a day. Yeah, it's really, really cool. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, folks can watch us and watch the Salon TV Network. It's on their TV. But first, you've got to reach out to us because this is a different type of a promotional television network, which means that you have to pay for access and all of that and to have a connection with your favorite hair stars. And they'll be right there on your TV at your home or in your office. And we'll be talking with you about that in the weeks to come. That's the new Salon TV network by us.
That's exciting.
And we're so excited. Yeah, I'm super excited. Michael, what do you have to say about it?
Oh, yes, that's Salon TV. That is an excellent platform, Carrie Hines and Keisha McAllister. That is an excellent platform. I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's just awesome stuff. And so, so now, Keisha, everybody, and what we are trying to cover in the magazine, our next issue, just in case you guys have forgotten, we're talking about Afrolock Magazine. And you can still read a free copy, the current copy that's still out there, the current issue, by going to www.afrolockmagazine.com. And again, Afrolock is actually spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. And it means that we have a lock on Afro culture, on Black culture. And so we're super excited with each issue to demonstrate that. And with that being said, our next issue, again, will be out on the 1st of September. So that's a Friday morning. And we're real happy about that. And we've got some hair stuff we want to kind of get on into with that. And our guest today is our very own Keisha McAllister, hairstylist. We're going to stay out from the West Coast, up early. So, Keisha, for fall hair, difference between fall hair and summer hair?
There's definitely a difference between fall and summer hair. Even though summer hair tends to have like protected styles, it's still more exposed to the sun. So it's going to be drier. And when you get into fall, then you end up with all this dry hair, which is why your stylist is always saying, moisturize, wrap your hair, protect your hair, because it's still being beaten up by the elements. So it's very important that you it's very important that you protect your hair, protect it when you're out, if you can, and protect it at night. Make sure that you are drinking enough water to moisturize your body from the inside. So, you know, these things, we're not just saying it. It really means something.
I love that. Well, you just explained that, Keisha McAllister.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, good stuff. Very good points that we've got to remind folks. And what I love about Keisha is that you also, in addition to that, and we're always talking about fall hair and all of that, but in this upcoming issue of Afrolock Magazine, and Keisha, we've got you in. We are just going to pick some wonderful Ask a Hairstylist words and things to read in the next issue of Afrolock Magazine. So I'm super excited about that. Yes, and you've done a lot to contribute to our talk here on the broadcast about hair and different textures and all of that. So it's really an honor and a pleasure to chat with you today on this August morning, mid-month, literally, So
literally,
now, Keisha, what's next? Now, what's next for you? You've been kind of always battling with so many different things. Anything you want to share that you want to focus on?
Well, what's next is I'm learning how to rest and getting better, but while I'm resting, I would definitely like to pursue my trichology certification, and I'm able to do it online, so that would be wonderful. And also
remind everybody what trichology is all about.
Basically, trichology is the science of hair. In and out.
Yeah.
The chemical aspects of it, what it reacts to, what it does not react to, how it's connected to the inner workings of our bodies. And I've been a hair loss practitioner for a while now, but I want to advance and put the white coat on and really help my clients who are suffering
Listen, we have a lot of trichologists here, and you're going to just be fabulous because we know who you are, and we love having trichologists on the show, and we support our trichology community. And that first syllable, that's what trich means, hair. And we are so, this is, you're talking about folks who specialize in scalp disorders, who can add so much to the conversation. They delve literally in, they do a deep dive now, in trying to help you to pinpoint, you know, the origins of whatever hair battle you're having, really. And for folks who experience hair loss, these are the folks you want to be chatting with. So yes, I'm happy to hear that you're going to be doing this. It just speaks so highly to the things that you are accomplishing, Miss McAllister. Keisha McAllister, our friend.
Thank you, sir.
We just love it. We just appreciate what you're doing. You're just doing it up, and today you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm hoping you'll join us this week. So when, you know, time like you do, just check on in with us here on the show. We love having you here. Always a pleasure.
Sounds like fun. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Now, coming up in just a bit, we've got some of the latest talk. We've been like, what does this mean, or do we care? We've been chatting about the former president, you guys. He's been, you know him, he's been arraigned more than some of our buddies in the hood. So we want to kind of talk a little bit about this. Does it matter to us, is my question to you. And what do you think should happen? And if this were not a rich former president, literally, would it be news to us? Should it be news to us? And that's kind of what we're going to be chatting about in just a bit. So if you want to hear more about this, stay tuned. If you want to be part of that conversation, we'd love it. And we've got a lot more to get into this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, we're going to take a little bit more of a music break. And then when we come back, oh boy, we're going to be getting into a little bit more of the discussion, really. So stay with us. It's Erica Badu. Stay with us.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and static, she like that it don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. This shit you think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. At the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only love in your mind. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that in sight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know it's wrong, player. And he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be popping game, I don't hear.
listening what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life, girl. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah,
see
so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes
relationships get
ill.
That rat could be that cool cat. That's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lives come in. That's where the drama begins.
And you were worried about when I've been a who I saw. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've got a very special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here for the fans to actually get to meet you through all, they just have you on the show and just your energy and all your buoyant, just everything. We're just excited,
yes.
Finally.
Yes.
So listen.
I'm so honored.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with. And everything that you're about. And
yes.
I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org. for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Anon. He's been on our show many, many times from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, boxer.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected with Mr. Sam Anon and BOPSA.org. So Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been, and your connection with BOPSA? Let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But yes, how
first
did the connection come
about? Absolutely. Thank you. And it's an honor to be on to share with the audience. And thank God for Sam. I met Sam many, many years ago when he started BOPSA in the Bay Area. And I became a part. And then people get busy and, drop out, which was a bad mistake. Because this being with BOPSA is so awesome. So we reconnected recently. And we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave BOPSA again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're gonna hold Gigi to that. We really are, which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And wait till Sam. Sam, I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as we say, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area, in San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, but up north,
right? We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward, Fremont. It just goes on and on. Yes, I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you got to tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay. It's Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients and had to refer them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always say, see a dermatologist. If the hair is going to grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady loses her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment methods to attach their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I carry the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. We're gifted out here, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
Well, I am so excited to hear you talk about it. I love how you explain it, Gigi. I really do. This is really great. Now, and I want to talk a little bit about the difference between non-surgical hair replacement. Let's break it on down for everybody, and surgical hair replacement.
Okay. So the difference of non-surgical, we're not going into the scalp. It's not attached to the scalp. Transplant, put in hairs in one by one into the scalp. Then they have other methods of surgery that they do for hair replacement. Non-surgical is where we are attaching it to the hair in the top surface of the skin.
Okay, so that's important to understand, folks. So, you know, what is it? It's not, you know, there's a way that that is described. So you're not going on and, you know, and it's not invasive and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So
you
really...
you don't have to be a doctor to do non-surgical.
Wow. And that's important. And then let's go back to what you said, because I love how you explain this for the professional stylists who are looking to add a service that many clients, many of our fans out there who are tuned in right now and listening, they often think that hairstylists know and are familiar with hair replacement options.
That's a myth.
And that is a big myth. And I want to talk about that. While some have gone on and gotten extra knowledge in this area, many are not familiar, and this is where you come in. Okay,
yes.
So Gigi, please explain this and talk to our professionals who are tuned in, because, you know, here at Hair Radio, we're in the middle of everybody. We've got our wonderful professionals who are learning today for the very first time. And who
yes.
would like to learn that and take that next step. So we're going to get them on their way with that. And and I'll then ask you about our clients who do think that, you know, every stylist knows this. And so it's important for you guys to pay close attention too. Okay, so
yes,
Gigi, please take it away with that.
Yes, it's very important that they be certified to do these services, because you can cause damage if you're not doing it correctly. So
exactly.
For the clients that's searching and have different types of hair loss, such as female pattern baldness, they might have tension baldness from braids. There's burned on the scalps where they got, you know, back in the day, Jerry curls or different chemicals, and these types of hair loss. So if the hair is not going to come back, you want to make sure that the stylist is certified for non-surgical hair replacement. That means they've been trained. They know their theory, their experience. You know, they can go on YouTube and learn this, Carrie, but they're not teaching you the theory behind it. And in order
exactly.
for you to do a great consultation and give the client what they deserve and what they need, you must be qualified to do that.
And I want to just say, Gigi, listen, for you guys out there who I call the wonderful, especially at-home stylists, okay, I'm going to talk to you guys right now. Please be aware that YouTube is not cosmetology school. It is not hair loss university. It is not dermatology school. So please be aware. And those of you
absolutely.
Who are looking, you know, to remedy things that are going on, please, please, please just follow along with what Gigi is telling you today. Very, very important information. And we're going to break it on down even further, because I'm going to talk about, you know, some folks out there in the professional community, those who are stylists, those who are trichologists, those who are the you know, the practitioners and this and that and all that. We're going to talk about some of the nomenclature today. But this is really information that you're not going to find just any old place. So, Gigi, you brought it here today. And I love it. So great
absolutely.
Job.
And, you know, Sam, I've been into non-surgical hair replacement since 1994. So I'm an OG. I'm a legend. And what's important, I think, in what I do have is experience, not only experience, but then the wisdom that comes with it. So I really believe in preparing each and every one that's going to do non-surgical hair replacement. I came from behind the chair 15 years ago. God took me into education. So that's my passion. I have nothing for you but knowledge, wisdom, and education to prepare you. And then mentorship. It's important. Once you learn these techniques and you have your theory, you still need mentorship. You know, so it's not like you go to school, you learn it, and then you're ready. It's so much more to go in it. And so I'm that person that have the experience and the knowledge to give to you so you can be the best that you can be for your clients. It's not about us. It's about these clients out here. You know, when you lose your hair, that takes your self-esteem and so many other things. I've seen so many people go in depression because of hair loss. It's very important. Your hair is your crown. And so it's important if you decide that you want to replace it, you want to go to a non-surgical hair replacement specialist. And when they have that name on the door, non-surgical hair replacement, you need to ask the right questions to make sure that they are certified and qualified to take care of you.
Well, what are some of those questions that they should ask? Or is that good enough just to say, are you certified? Because if I would just say, yeah, I'm certified.
Right.
Know?
Well, no. For the client that's going in for the service,
yes.
You want to look around. Look at their certificates on the wall. Where did you have your training? How long have you been in this industry? You know, how many clients did you have? Can you show me before and after pictures? What's the technique that you would use for me? It's not a one-size-fits-all. And it's really breaking my heart today, Carrie, to see everybody's saving everybody's hair to do the bonding technique. Well,
yeah.
I was raised and taught to, you create for that area of the loss. You don't save their head to fit the hair system, like one size fits
right.
all. So
right.
when you learn prosthesis design, you learn how to create and design that prosthesis or hair piece for that client. And they have to keep in mind, what type of attachment are you going to be using? So when you're ordering, you have to take into consideration the foundation. What I see today is they order hair pieces. They look at the hair, the color, and the length, and they order it, and the texture. But when you're working with hair loss, you want to look at the foundation. What is it made of? Is it monofilament? Is it lace? Is it polyurethane? Is it silk?
Right.
And why do I choose these different foundations for my clients?
Absolutely. And the other thing that and I'm so happy to have you here on this, and I want to touch on that, and that is that once this happens, once you, let's say that these are clients who are, you know, going through this and having this type of treatment, that this is something that it may be ongoing. You don't just perform non-surgical hair replacement and then just send them on their way never to hear from them again. There's a relationship, professional relationship. Please tell us about how this continues on and from there.
Yes, and that is so important that you build a relationship with your client. They need to trust you. They don't want to go from chair to chair. They want to find a home that they feel safe in, and they can trust that you're going to do the right thing for them. So it's very important that you build that relationship and trust with your client. And the only way you're going to do that is give them what they desire, if that's what they need. Most importantly, what they need, what's going to work for their lifestyle. You know, so you have many options. Daily wear, semi-permanent wear, and permanent wear. What's the difference? The difference in daily wear is where you're going to attach it and they can take it off daily. For example, if someone going through chemotherapy, they do not want to have anything attached to their skin or hair. But if you do, you got to make sure you're using a product that's safe for the skin. So you have the option of semi-permanent. That means it's going to stay on 4 weeks or more. And then permanent, it goes on to 8 weeks. But I really recommend that the client comes back within 8 weeks. You want to make sure that is working for them. They're not having any problem, any breakouts, because there's different types of attachments. So it's the follow-up that's important. And when they leave from that consultation, number one, you don't do any non-surgical hair replacement without a consultation.
Absolutely.
So it's very important that you get that client's story, where she's been, what's happened, and what's going on. And most importantly, that did she see a dermatologist? Did the dermatologist say this hair is not going to grow back? If the hair is going to grow back, there's many trichologists and practitioners out there can help you with that as well.
Exactly. And I love that you mentioned that there are folks out there in every, literally in every phase of this, of your journey, of your hair journey, to assist you.
You have female pattern baldness. Maybe they have lupus and they have hair loss in certain spots. Mm-hmm. And maybe the scalp is going to break out, you know. And you don't want to cover abrasions or anything that's broken out on the skin. You want to make sure the scalp is completely healed. And that's so important. So there's many reasons why people lose their hair. It might be medication. It might be diet. And so if it's diet, medication, or you're not eating right, that hair will grow back. But if it's female pattern baldness, male pattern baldness,
there's a whole heap of alopecia.
That their hair is not going to grow back. And that's where non-surgical hair replacement come in to play. If you,
right.
you just have to understand it, be knowledgeable on it, the who, the when, and the why. I always say that.
Yes, I totally agree. And this is so important. And folks know how close we are to this whole entire subject. Guys, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as always, with the Hair Radio Morning Show. And today we're on with one of our great new friends here at the show. And she specializes in hair, non-surgical hair replacement. We're talking to Gigi Fort today, and I'm so excited. She's out in San Leandro, California. That's up north out there. And she's really walking us through all of this, and I love this. You have started at the beginning for the folks out there. You're speaking literally and really helping to educate, especially the professionals as well, who really are looking to begin this journey with how do they get into, offering hair loss to so many folks out there who are looking for answers and things that can help them on what they've got to do. So this is really good. Gigi, I want to just go back a little bit. Okay, let's talk, let's take it back a little bit on a personal level. How did you get started on something like this? Because this is something, first let me just ask you that. How did you get started on the topic and on, and found your place and space in hair replacement? Please tell us.
Yes, this backstory, I was just a cosmetologist, and then I went into hair weaving. I was known as hair weaving, the weave queen in Oakland, California. And that was 1981.
Okay.
And as I was doing all of these hair weaves, I was seeing more and more clients that really needed more than just a weave because the tension that was being put on their hair. So there is clients that can wear hair weaves, but I had so many clients, especially after 60 years old, that were losing their hair and going into female pattern baldness. And I said, Lord, it must be another way. And I did my research, and I found training all over the United States and also out the country for hair replacement. So I trained for many, many years in non-surgical hair replacement. And as I went into non-surgical hair replacement, I had all these clients that were wearing hair weaves. And doing the hair weaves, I was in the salon till 1, 2 in the morning, sometimes till the street sweeper came to sweep the street. And I would crawl out of there with my back hurting from so many hours of doing the hair weaves. And so I designed a hair piece to take the place of a weave, to transition the people into hair replacement. So that's when my journey started, when I saw the hair loss. I saw that we were causing more damage than good, and I wanted to be a blessing to the ladies and not a curse. You know, you want to make it better, not worse. So I went into non-surgical hair replacement, and then wow. I'll go into the training part.
Wow. That is just incredible. Well, listen, I am just in awe, really, Gigi. I am. I have to say this is incredible, and my heart breaks for so many. Like you mentioned at the top of this today, who are reeling from all of this. And there are some, as you know, here at Hair Radio, we created the, we call TASC, T-A-S, and that is because that's one of those alopecias, Traction Alopecia Foundation is what it stands for. And and so I am just so very proud of it. We'll talk a little bit about it and in some days to come and all of that. But first, Gigi, before we're not going to let you go. We want to talk a little bit about your website. I love your site. So tell everybody how they can find you online and all that really great stuff. And let's talk about your website.
Yes. So it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. For my website, www.hairreplacementbygigi. But before
dot
I move
com,
on,
dot com,
dot
everybody.
Com,
yes, hairreplacementbygigi.com.
Yes, and on the website is all education, not only the training or mentorship, but then the educational tools that you need to get started as well. I don't believe in, you know, leading people and then dropping them. So I have transitioned from the mentorship, but I have trained and passed the torch to so many non-surgical hair replacement specialists today that's available to do the mentorship for you. So also, not only the website, but it's all about the education, the training. We travel around the country with the team doing these trainings for non-surgical hair replacement. It might be a 3-day training, a 4-day training. And then after that, you need mentorship. I recommend that they get the textbook, the curriculum of hair replacement. That is your theory. When you go to beauty school, you have theory, then you're on the floor. So many people want to put the cart, they have to have their theory, but where do they get the theory? So that's the curriculum of hair replacement. And by having that curriculum, Carrie, it allows them to ask the instructor or the educator the right questions and make sure that that educator is prepared and qualified to teach these classes. So whether you go on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, it's Hair Replacement by Gigi. I do have a group on Facebook. It's called The Truth about non-surgical hair replacement. That
Ooh.
Is so important to me that they know the truth, not the
myth.
So it's the truth about non-surgical hair replacement. And that's a private group on Facebook. As long as you're a licensed cosmetologist,
you can
join
be part
that
of that. Yeah. And that's important.
We keep you up date all the
time. Because, listen, hair replacement is huge. And when I say huge, it's huge, big, all of there's so many different types of things and things that you should know. So you need somebody, like you have to have somebody, not just need, you need to have someone like Gigi Ford, who is an expert at this. And you've been out there a long time at this, Gigi. You know how to do things with this, and this is important.
Not only that, I've been out here a long time in my experience, but Larry, I traveled over to China, to Asia. I went to Cambodia. I went to Indonesia. You know, I started my own prosthesis line at one time. So I do understand from the front door to the back door of running that business. That is so important. We have the gift, we have the talent, but can we run the business? Can you scale your business? Can you grow that business? It's so important.
On a financial talk we're talking about. Yes.
Absolutely. And so we offer business training as well. So it's a group, it's a team, it's a panel with different experts to make sure that you get all you need to get started in this business and then to continue on to mentor you, to hold your hand and make sure you're going in the right direction.
Now, Gigi, I do want to ask you a question because we also out here in the hair world, we also have distributors.
Yes.
Now, silly question, but let me just ask, do you have to be a hairstylist to learn hair replacement?
I recommend that because then you have the background of working with the hair and scalp. I know in some countries, states, you don't have to be licensed, but I know you should be licensed to either touch the scalp, shampoo, and do anything to the hair and scalp. Now, like braiders don't have to be licensed as a cosmetologist. To own a wig store, you don't need to be licensed as a cosmetologist. But in order to do attachment methods to the skin or hair, you should have a cosmetology license.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. folks, the reason I bring that up and raise that question, just check with your local state boards, guys,
yes.
because every state has their own little twist on it.
Yes.
Pardon the pun.
Yes,
they all got
absolutely.
A little twist on things. So,
absolutely.
You know, just check out, right?
Yes. And, you know, I also want to mention as well, there are so many options for the clients to pay for their prosthesis. It is pricey.
Oh.
So insurance companies will pay. Now, if you have insurance, you check with your insurance, your policy. Everybody's policy is different. And see if they cover cranial prosthesis or medical wigs. The VA pay for cranial prosthesis. Care Credit pay for it. So as many options for your clients where they don't have to come out of pocket. So we share that in our trainings. We teach you that. I also wrote a book all about insurance, non-surgical hair replacement medical edition. That's on the website as well. Gives you step-by-step on filing claims and working with these entities for your clients. So
and I know that, absolutely, and that's what I was going to say. I know that you guys have come up with some ways to help them possibly finance this if they need to.
Yes.
You guys really, you've thought of everything. So listen, again, I have to say, I am just blown away. The website, hairreplacementbygigi.com.
Yes.
And Gigi is G-I-G-I, just so that I've said it. Again,
correct.
www.hairreplacementbygigi.com. Do check her out. I love your website as well because it really covers everything. And your pictures are very demonstrative. They're very clear. No, I really mean it in a very good way. They're very demonstrative and very clear, so no one can misunderstand what it's about. And I love that you're offering, literally telling folks and giving them the truth. Again, the truth about non-surgical hair loss solutions because, for those of us who are in the industry, we know. So this is really great when you come across someone like Gigi on this, okay?
Yeah.
And for whatever you're dealing with out there, this is wonderful. This is a great site. And I love that you also recognize those folks who've gone through your certifications. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
pass that torch to the next generation.
You, let me tell you something. You're doing some big things. And I'm here to also announce that we're going to be helping you with some ideas and things over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to get you connected with our amazing online community. Gigi, let me tell you, we have our own online community at Hair Radio where you can sign up and become a member. And folks will be able to follow you right here at Hair Radio. So when they hear your amazing commercial, which we're going to have you guys listen out for right here on our network, and that you're talking about some of this incredible opportunities, especially for the professional stylists, they'll be able to, find out and see who you are right here, right through the show. So folks will be able to go to our website and we'll get you all set up. So we'll remind you about all of that once Gigi is on literally our Hair Radio online community. And you'll be able to follow her and she'll be able to follow you back as well. So really good stuff. Okay, Gigi, so listen, what's next for you? Anything that you, any area that you want to expand on or any other part of the business or anything at all? Have you taking the time to really think, you know, on some next steps for you.
Absolutely. So what's going on now is I'm taking the training on the road, which I choose different experts, different legends that's been in the industry a while, and they have their own specialty because you can't get all the training at one time. So we're doing three-day training coming up March 26th, 27th, and 28th in Dallas, Texas at the Marriott Courtyard DFW Airport. So that's a three-day training with five experts, two legends, so a total of five.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte sip to go. Drink it slow.
All right, folks, it is, again, Wednesday morning. It's August 16, 2023. We're live today. Want to say, Michael, just had a great, great conversation with Gigi. Going to make sure that Keisha McAllister, our hairstylist, I hope she heard that out there. Keisha, are you still there? Did you hear Gigi on the show? I put it on for you to talk about hair. Was that not perfect timing?
That was great.
I thought you would love it. Okay, well, our special guest today has been our good friend, Keisha McAllister from out in California. She's in out from your neighborhood, too, somewhere not far from you.
Not too far, about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I thought it was just fantastic. Okay, well, Keisha McAllister, I want to say thank you to you for getting up super-duper early and being us with throughout the broadcast today. So our friend and hairstylist, you guys know her. She's super important to us. You'll be able to read about her in the next issue of Afrolock Magazine out September 1st. Want to say thank you so much for always being part of our operation here. We'll see you. Hopefully we'll get you back on tomorrow and Friday and just kind of hang out with us a little bit. We love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Great job, Keisha. Okay. Michael, it has been a great show today. Now, want to talk a little bit. We promised everybody about Vet Talk Radio. The next episode, which will be out on Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern. Again, it's six. The number six. We kept saying we've been dropping hints that the number six plays a big part. So tell everybody why the number six is so important for the next version, the next installment of the Vet Talk Radio show on Tuesday morning, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. What would you like to say?
Well, the number six is so very important because there are six things that a veteran should not do when you're attending a claims and compensation examination. And that's what we're going to delve into on Tuesday's show.
Wow, how exciting. And for season three, which is on the way next month for you, Michael, you will be launching the next season of your hit program for the veterans. So again, it's the Vet Talk Radio show.
Yes,
what would you like folks to know? What's something different about season three than season two?
Well, Carrie, season three, we're going to be talking to real veterans in real time about their claims and compensation, their experiences, you know, their triumphs, their tragedies, how they came back. And there are a lot of vets out there that have reached that, what we call it, the Hundo Club or the 100% Club. And I'm going to talk to the veterans and just find out what did they do to get to 100%. And I think the audience out here, I think my vets and even the non-vets, the people that advocate for the veterans, they're all going to love this because it's going to give them some hope that, hey, this can be done. Takes a little work. Takes a little research, takes a whole lot of effort, on your part as a veteran or as an advocate for a veteran, but it can be done. You can reach that 100% permanent and total club, better known as the Hyundai Club.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm real happy to hear about that, Hopkins. And I also want to remind folks that they'll be able to read a little bit about you in the Afrolock magazine in the next issue.
Wow,
as well.
Carrie.
So,
little old me, Carrie.
Well, I thought I'd put that, yes, I'll be throw that out in there.
Wow.
Nice surprise.
Oh, yes,
absolutely. Well, that's what this is all about. Yeah. So from all of us at the Salon TV Network, which is now broadcasting and available literally globally, not just here in America, it's also folks outside of America who can play our Salon TV Network, which is about live broadcasting right here. So really good stuff. And I'm real excited about it. So we just
want you to
know. Yeah.
So am I.
And then, you know, I'm just grateful. I really am. Because, first of all, this has been quite something very special to have and just to have you guys be part of. And then we, as if that's not enough, we also have, we've got Afrolock Magazine, which we are super excited about. And so much more. And so I'm grateful to all of you guys. You know, you guys are big friends of ours, and we just love you and support you guys. And we're just excited. So why don't we just take a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. So now, are you still doing hair? Are you still working in the hair stuff, or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. Yeah, that's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But so for LaSonya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well.
Everybody knows that Hair Radio does podcasting, production, and publishing. That's second to none. Hello, Afrolock Magazine, one of our creations. But did you know that Hair Radio also creates stunning digital graphics that you can use in your social media? We make logos, business cards, flyers, wall banners for your events, and so much more. Even if you create your own hair products, well, we can design your labels. Just let us know. Call us for all of your printing needs or designs. We got you covered. Hair Radio Graphics at 833-402-8882. Again, our phone number is 833-402-8882.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
All right, Michael, just enjoying the day. We've had such an awesome day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know you're – I forgot to ask you, how's the weather down there in Spotsylvania, VA?
Oh, believe it or not, it's nice and sunny down here. It's kind of warm. We had a little rain yesterday that blew through, but it's a beautiful day today. Very beautiful day.
Okay. Yeah, here in New York, it's going to be a high of 82.
Wow.
High of 82, low of 71. So we've got the 80s throughout the week here in New York City, which is where I am in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm just so happy. Tomorrow, guys, join us on Thursday for Throwback Thursday. We are going to have some music surprises, some guest surprises, just kind of like what we've been doing. And I want to say thank you to Nicole Marie, Keisha McAllister, and our guest today. We played everybody from Gerald Austin to early morning guests and folks who totally surprised us. We had some great variety of music. We look forward to continuing that on tomorrow's show. And I just want to say thank you. I really have to say this has been quite a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to it with continuing on with everything that we have created and so much more to come. So, Michael, real good stuff.
Oh, yes, it
and
was.
Just, you know, you did a great job, Michael. I'm very proud. We did an awesome job today.
Very much so, Kay. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed every moment of the show.
Yeah, me too. So listen, why don't we go ahead and kind of begin our winding down phase. And just one other thing, I want to say shout out to the veterans and to the folks who help the veterans, who advocate for the veterans. We believe in them. We support them. We support our hairstylists. Wherever you are, we support those who are advocates for those who are into hair and beauty. Our magazine, Afrolock Magazine, is about hair and beauty. The next issue, again, will be out on the 1st of September of 2023. We've got some special stories that we're telling for the first time. You're going to love it. And some beautiful pictures that we have not shared publicly. So I think you're going
to
really like
it. Looking forward to it. Oh, yes, Carrie.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it. And we have to shout out for therapy also. We have to shout out for therapy.
Gotta shout therapy. Yes, indeed. It's something that has just really done some amazing things for us. And we really like that. Now, the song with the royalty song, I thought the R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y song, I thought that was really just great. Let me see if
I can
find it out here. But I thought, I mean, we've got some great folks just kind of doing it up with us. And we just want to say thank you to everybody. This was Prince Hakeem. Let me see if I can go on and get this on. And we'll let this sign us off. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 9. That's Eastern, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's royalty.
Really want you to look like a star. You must be famous.